bit, it would be alright. Only add another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. And at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the raids no more, like the video film.
That's it.
Oh my goodness, and I don't even have that hooked up. Oh well.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. The board's different, so that assigned, they don't even have CD3 on like their regular.
Where's the screaming motorcycle?
Lame asses. 91.5.
The official changing
MFO.
Of the guard here.
Oh, here you go. A crash course for the Ravers show.
Well, that sounds like a horse of a different color.
That's much better.
All right.
Whew. Feel back in my element now.
You're telling me. Girl on Top's supposed to be in, but I don't see them yet.
It's okay.
They could be on their way. They could be very busy. I know they are very busy people.
They are busy.
Karen is always telling me, I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
Be careful what you. She's listening to this on the way in.
Every time I message her, though, she's very busy.
I'm very busy, Brian. What do you want now? I thought we had that worked out.
All right. 91.5 WMFOM Everett. Now, I thought they were going to play live, but I don't think so, that they're not here yet.
It's a 50-50.
They're probably going to bring some CDs, and we have their stuff, too, so we'll play some.
That's cool. We'll have some fun, though.
Yeah. Hopefully they're all right. Karen and Dave, and I think the rest of the guys. I'm not sure. But, if they were originally going to play live, even Artie Friedman saw me at the Roki Erickson show and asked if he can come in and film them. So I was like, all right. Sure. I thought he was good friends with them, so I'd think he'd know more than me about what they're doing. Who knows?
It is Saturday.
It's Saturday with a hot and a
You've been up all night. You haven't slept.
No, I actually got real good sleep, and I woke up and I slept right till 11 a.m.
Oh, good God.
Woke up, 2 hours ago. Marie might be coming in. She was still in bed enjoying the sleep. We went to the BMA.
Music Awards.
It's the nominee committee party. It wasn't the actual awards yet. But interesting to say the least. Maybe I'll just talk about that in a little while. But when I saw Roki Erickson, when was that, Friday? No, Saturday. No, the other day. Was it Monday? I guess it was Monday. It was a Monday. It was a sold out Monday show. Roki Erickson.
Oh yeah, that was. You're going back a ways now. Yeah, that was last Monday.
Yeah, it was Monday. Roki, if you don't know of him, Roki. Rocky. I know Cal's pulling his hair out. Roki Erickson, if you don't know of him, he was lead guy from 13th Floor Elevators, and he played a lot of that stuff. Roki Rocks. And
it's a great name for a band, 13th Floor Elevators.
Yeah.
There's no 13th floor.
They had a couple bands that opened up. Salem Wolves was one. Sorry I missed you guys. I know you're local, never heard of you, but I got your stickers, and I just put them up in the station if you're listening. So there you go. And then there was Death Valley Girls. And before I went in, right before they went on, this spunky little brunette on the sidewalk asked me for a light, and I just had an inkling. I was like, yeah, not just a fan, are you? And she's like, me and my guys are going to play something. And I was like, are you the singer or a guitarist? She's like, you're going to have to come in and find out. So, she was real, a lot of fun. And we went inside, and, the Death Valley Girls started jamming, and, halfway into her set, she came down and started, singing,
in the audience.
Interacting with the audience. And she came right over to me and basically jumped into my arms, gave me a big hug.
We need photographic evidence.
And then she sat on the bandit. Well, Blowfish was right next to me.
Yeah, Paul.
From Boston Groupie News. Uh-huh. I bet he'll be writing about it. He hasn't changed the Boston Groupie News.
He didn't
News
get a picture?
He tried. I know that he tried, and it was very blurry, and I don't think I can tell what was going on. I think he was just going, what the? Because I held her for it was a good minute during her song. I was holding her on the bit, divider between us and the band.
Somebody has a picture of that out there.
So it's got to be out there somewhere. That's why I told her. I go, I've been talking to her on Facebook since. And I said, Bonnie is her name. Bonnie Bloomingfield, Bloomington something. But I told her, if you get any pictures of me holding you during that song, make sure you send them my way. Yeah. You know? Definitely. Yeah.
That's like the time I fell
someone.
That's like the time I fell on stage. And I said, oh, my God, there's 3 or 4 photographers here. Hopefully somebody got the shot.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody did.
Yeah.
Me down on the ground. Fantastic. Best picture I ever have.
I think I've used that as the cover photo for the Thigh Scrapers, right? Anyways, let's hear some Death Valley Girls. This is my favorite song from the track, from the album. It's my favorite track from the album.
Okay, we got company.
I don't know if he's with Girl on Top or not.
Yes.
We'll have to find out. I don't recognize him. But anyways, here's Death Valley Girls, my favorite song. This one was great live, too. Check it out. This one's called I'm a Man, Too, on MFO.
It's a man's world. That's what you think. It's a man's world. And it's not to me. It's a man's world. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Over by the corner, got her hands by her side.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. You grabbing a mic, Jimmy?
Yes, I am.
I know you're very busy.
I'm running around, keeping busy.
Girl on Top is in the house. They're just getting their stuff ready and
trying to set up some vid equipment.
Yeah, they're not going to go live, but they're going to, it will be fun. Yeah. Everyone's here. We'll play a lot of Girl on Top and shoot the crap.
We already did some war stories in the corridor, so just carry it over to the show.
I wish you guys could all be here, but it is always a party, 1 to 4 here. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A crash course for the Ravers show. I was talking to my brother recently, who I haven't spoke with him in maybe a year. We were chatting on Facebook, and like a fight, kind of like an argument, broke out about what's better. Like, of course, I like the proto-punk. He likes the Clash. He thinks the Clash is the only band that matters. Which I think that's just some stupid thing someone made up in England. You know,
yeah,
some,
but you guys the fight only band all the that time. Matters. You guys can't agree on anything.
Well, you have no idea what has happened in the past between me and my brother. But
And then he
puts like, this stuff rules, like, and puts up the Clash Spanish Bombs, and I'm like, why don't you put up a version that I haven't heard 10 million times, you know, and one of, like, the live ones I like to play on my show, which he probably never listens to, but in case he's listening right now, this one goes out to my brother Mike, and we'll play the Clash from live at Shea Stadium, and then Dan Murphy had to chime in, one of my brother's old best friends. He was, like, best man at his wedding. But Dan Murphy had a lot of influence on me. He, like, you know, first, I never heard of the Smiths till him. I mean, not that I'm a huge Smiths fan, but I love How Soon Is Now. So
is he, like, a couple of years older? Because I had friends like that.
They're all 6 years older.
Yeah.
Tortured me to hell for, like, 10 years of my childhood.
See, that's too far of a gap.
It's not fun.
Once you go past two years, it's no fun.
Those guys should be in prison now.
Exactly.
I mean, there's laws about that.
This explains a lot about you, Brian.
I'm going to wait till my brother's an old man, all right?
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, the difference is like 6 years and his weakness to me because he's so old. And then I'm going to, like, wrap him in a blanket so he can't breathe. And hold his arms down and tape his face up and put stuff up his nose and watch TV with, you know, so he can't get up.
Right. And you're going to say, how do you like it now?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Payback's a bitch, old man.
I love getting into this with you because I know what goes on between you guys.
No, well, nothing does. I haven't talked to him in a year. But this goes out to him. I still love him. And I love Dan Murphy. So we'll play something from Meet His Murder for Dan. And
play it on.
Yeah, Stooges for myself and lots of Girl on Top coming up.
All right.
It's MFO.
Thank you. I can't see real, I see hands taking hold on me. I am deaf and I can't sell, I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Fire me over till another year. Oh, death, oh, death, please fire me over till another year. Oh, death, someone would pray, would you call some other day? The children's prayed, the preachers preach, time of mercy is out of your reach. Fix your feet so you can't walk. I lock your jaw so you can't talk. Close your eyes so you can't see this fire. Come go with me. Death, I come, take the soul, freeze the body and leave it cold. You drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worms both have a claim. Till another year. Oh, death, oh, death, please fire me over till another year. Mother, come to my bed, place a cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet is cold, death is moving up on my soul. Death, how you treating me? You close my eyes so I can't see. You hurt my body, you make me cold. You ruled my life right out of my soul. Oh, death, oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Till another year. Oh, death, consider my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command. If you remove your icy hand. Oh, the young, the rich or poor, they all alike with me, you know. No land, no silver, no gold. Nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, death, oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year.
Up your ass. chance? All the people that hate the Stooges a chance to clam. Who hates the Stooges out there?